I'm excited to have our guest with us who is about to join us. I've heard really great things about him. We'll get to know him together throughout the hour. Join me now as we welcome Louis Castle.
Got a place under the sun where they can run. Time is short, life is long, and just begun. I'm a planetarium, go spin me round, show me love, make a circle around the sun for you. Never gonna let you down. You got me spinning up so high. Never gonna let you down. You'll never wonder why. Let's paint a picture. I found the perfect mixture to say it all at once and here for now. 'Cause I'm a part of you and you're a part of me too. We all can say goodbye tomorrow this time. Never gonna let you down. Got me spinning up so high. Never gonna let you down. You'll never wonder why. If it's all a game, I'm not to blame. Selfish to see it all one way. Never gonna let you down. Got me spinning up so high. Never gonna let you down. You'll never wonder why.
That's Louis Castle. What an interesting sound you have. I'm kind of lost already in just listening to you. There's so much I want to ask you, but let's just start with you. Can you tell me a little bit about where you're from and how you came to music?
Yes. I'm from West Mifflin, PA. I grew up with a theme park, like right in my window vicinity, first job. So I worked at Kennywood, and you know, I went to school up the street. It was very cool.
So Steel Valley is the high school?
No, I went to West Mifflin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep, and music was a constant factor. My first instrument was the snare with Fred Janchenko in first grade, and I actually had a guitar before then. I've always had some sort of guitar. But yeah, I really got excited with music when I was when I joined like a church worship band that was kind of like we played secular and Christian music, so it was a little interesting. And I did that for about 3 or 4 years and played in other bands, and you know, I just really loved guitar. And the singing comes from my mom. My mom's a professional singer. She has like sang all over the world, played backing keys, and done that sort of thing. So like the music's definitely in my genes. Yeah.
You're a great singer. Tell me about the guitar that you're playing.
Sure.
And by the way, I just put a picture up on our Facebook page if you want to take a look at the guitar.
Awesome.
It looks like it's been around a little bit.
So it'd be interesting to say that I got this in 2015. It's very special. This is like the first instrument I paid for, and I was always playing upside down. But yeah, I got this in 2015.
Yeah, it playing upside down. Louis left-handed. Yeah. So this guitar, my eyes aren't quite that good. It looks like you are playing. Are you playing right side up? Yeah, you are.
No, I'm actually playing left-handed.
Right, but I mean, you've got the pick guards in the right place and the strings are in the right place.
It's a definite, genuine left-hand guitar. I bought this straight off the Martin website. It was the most exciting thing. What I didn't like was waiting 2 weeks for it. I remember, because I had just graduated from high school, I actually got a sum of money from a lawsuit for this scar on my eyebrow, which now... I think it's a fashionable scar, you know? So it's pretty cool. I
I actually have one too, but
yeah?
It was due to my older brother, so I couldn't sue him. He didn't hit me. I was chasing him and I fell.
This is going to sound insane, but it's entertaining. My dad was trying to get me to come home directly from school off the bus, and we were playing, we called it free frog. Basically, it's like real quick football. It's like you get tackled as soon as you touch the ball. My dad's chasing me around, and the townhome structure we lived in had like optic wiring hanging from the side. So I tripped and smashed my head off a window. I was about 8 years old. And so Xfinity was, or the prior they were Comcast at the time. That's who I got the lawsuit money from, which was pretty cool. I had to wait till I was 18, and I bought 3 guitars with my lawsuit money.
Thank God it didn't hit your throat.
Yeah.
I have a friend who basically ran into a wire, and it hurt his vocal cords. Not to digress too much, but when I was a little kid, we had a piano in the house, and the rule was whoever was sitting at the piano bench, controlled the piano. And I saw David, my oldest brother, walking over to play the piano one day, so I thought. And being the pesky little brother, I said, I want to be the one that owns the piano. So I tried to race and get to the piano bench before he did. I was about 5. He veered off because what he really wanted to do was go to the bathroom in another part of the house. So I got confused, hit my head right on the keyboard, and I can remember that like it was yesterday. First trip to the ER, getting sewed up, and all of those things.
Wow.
So it's incredible, the way those memories come by. So this guitar was new in 2015, you've put some miles on it here.
She has been through a lot with me. A lot of busking. I started busking when I got this guitar. I have one Martin before this, actually, that my grandmother bought me, and that's what started me with busking. But that one's laminate all over, and this one has like solid Sitka on top, and then the body is laminate. But it's a working guitar.
It sounds good. It sounds really good.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's a lot of holes in it. I'm really feeling the Willie Nelson thing. A lot of the stickers cover holes, you know. But it still does its job, and it's loud, you know. I used to play guitar on the street and have like a penny. So that's why some of this is a little dug out.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's. By the way, this is Louis Castle, and we'll get to know him a little bit more. Tell me about the first song you played.
So the first song I played is an original song that has been released in a weird way. It's a song that I haven't officially put on streaming sites, but it is on YouTube, recorded live at the Palace Theater. It's also on Facebook. This one has been with me for a while. This is a song that has evolved from busking and just like having different environments, but lyrically it's kind of weird. It's a purposely spacious song with meaning of like it's almost religious, but it's not. It has a place for you to put your own intention into, you know.
I liked. It's a song you can kind of find yourself in and listen to. What would you like to play next?
So the next one I'll play is actually released. This one is called "Don't Sweat the Small Stuff," and this song was recorded in a really intimate setting. I very quietly played the guitar and sang the song in a really quiet afternoon with one mic, and I just sat right in front of the, and I did really, really, really softly, you know. But I'm not gonna play like that here today in a way, but this is one of my favorites. It's probably, it is the newest I've put out, so I'm gonna add a capo.
By the way, we've linked to Louis' YouTube page, and he'll be releasing some singles leading up to an album pretty soon, sometime probably within the next few months or so. Okay. Feel good? Here we go.
Here we are.
It's January. Time flies and it's kind of scary. Who knows what it means? I keep seeing you in my dreams, and I'm standing. Don't sweat the small stuff, baby. You'll live so much longer that way. Don't sweat the small stuff, baby. And you'll live so much longer that way. $1 million can make a difference, but a couple billion could. And we could keep all the children out of ditches and let them eat the food they should. Who knows what it means? I keep seeing you in dreams, and I'm standing away. So don't sweat the small stuff, baby. We'll live so much longer that way. But don't sweat the small stuff.
Don't sweat the small stuff, and you're right. Then you learn everything is small stuff, just about. So, when did you start to busk?
So busking for me started probably around 2014 and into 2015, maybe 2015.
Okay, so you're
basically my senior year of high school.
That's what I was gonna say. You're a senior in high school. Where do you busk, or where were you, if you're in West Mifflin?
I'm going to say this in a really direct way. So right out of high school, I was really blessed with an awesome job where I worked for Tom Wolfe under this thing called 1PA, which is basically like a large canvassing group.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and I did that. I was very good at it. It was very confidence building, which like led into the busking. So I did this thing where I would go walk for hours, 8 hours a day. I'd walk all over Pleasant Hills and basically all the suburbs of Pittsburgh. I've walked through and talked to so many people about politics.
And you were doing that as a 16, 17?
No, I did that at 18.
Okay, but still, that's pretty remarkable.
That was, That was me right out of high school. That's what I did. And basically after that, I was like, you know, I in the summertime when there was not that to do, I just was like, I have this ability to walk. So I'd get on the bus from West Mifflin and I'd bus downtown for an hour and make 30 or 40 bucks there. And then I'd go to Southside and bus for an hour and do the same thing. And then I'd go to Square Hill and bus for an hour. I would also catch the bus in between walking. I'm not that much of it yet. But yeah, it's been a great experience doing that. But that's what really gave me this ability to like busk. Because Square Hill also was a really good spot for me. Like at the old Carnegie Library. Well, it's not old, but the one...
Reddit, Forbes, and Murray.
Yes. There used to be a sticker called Street Stage, which was one of like my biggest inspirations to start busking. Because Ed Sheeran also was doing that. Like that's how he came to, you know, his rise in a way. But yeah.
What would, you know... I assume, and by the way, this is Louis Castle here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I am assuming you know as you're listening that, you know, busking is basically a street performer, typically with an open instrument case, playing his or her heart out and hoping you might throw a little money into that case. Many people have seen buskers. Few people are buskers or do busk. Anything that would surprise folks about it? I mean, it can certainly bring – it's not like you're going to hit the jackpot, but you do connect with people and have people that – I know when I see a busker, if I've got money in my pocket, it's theirs.
Yeah. It's really a great experience. I tell a lot of my musician friends to do it just because it lets you know your audience, you know. I learned a lot of pop cover songs and a lot of contemporary country cover songs and all of the super cool R&B songs, you know,
Would you get requests? Busking?
I would, and most of the time just wouldn't play them, you know. Yeah, because I usually have a set of like stuff I picked. I would go through like the top 100 songs, Billboard, and like anything I could sing. Like if it was Bruno Mars or like, you know, Shania Twain, like I could like go on ultimateguitar.com, pick out the chords and say, okay, I'm gonna cover this on here, you know.
So you were picking those songs not to be responsive, but just because you knew it would maybe get people to stop.
Yeah, and it just really helped me develop a wide ear for music, and it's been awesome to do that, honestly, you know. Because it's weird when you can play the Backstreet Boys, and then 5 minutes later, you pull out Friend of the Devil, and it's like, you know, and people really respond to that, and then it's just like, oh yeah, you know. And, yeah, a lot of the pop songs are really, you know, easy to cover. It's kind of just like, remember the lyrics and the melody.
Yeah, and pop and quality are not necessarily exclusive. There are some songs that do really well that are great songs to play, too. Something I wish Pittsburgh had, and it's been a while since I've brought this up. I wish we had a busking zone. Like, imagine if the Clemente Bridge, even if it were just limited to Pirates games, was always known to have artists and musicians playing or painting or weaving, and it was just, you know, things don't always start big. Maybe I need to get in touch with Ed Gainey, Mayor Gainey. But, you know, you have this area and you just know there's always going to be buskers. They close the bridge anyway to traffic for those games. Hmm. And you just kind of meet folks and interact. Maybe there's jamming or maybe it's just you. And I'm stealing that idea. There's a bridge in Prague that does that, the Charles Bridge, and it's charming. You just why not? Pittsburgh could do that.
Yeah, I really like that idea. 'Cause you're definitely right about the bridge. There's always someone singing or, you know, doing something there. And it would be cool to do something on that bridge where it's like people could gather. But I don't know if they could widen the space or not, 'cause it is a limited space. But
yeah, it'd be nice to make it license free, I think. But I'd have to. I don't know enough about the intricacies of that. Maybe I think you still. Do you still need? There's probably licensing, or at least you're supposed to.
For the busking?
Yeah.
Actually, in Pittsburgh, there's not.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah, it's just like, you know, respect the businesses. Don't stand in front of the business unless you got permission. Yeah, I got some pretty sincere spots. So outside of Burlington Coat Factory downtown, it's where everyone gets off the bus. Very intense environment. Really lucky to say, like, I have not had any unfortunate events there. Everything has been very nice, to the point where there's a street merchant who sells, like, incense in his own clothing. And, like, you know, we have this mutual thing where we're, like, 40 feet away from each other. We're both doing our thing. And it's kind of like, it's very good. But,
yeah.
We've never had any harassment there or anything like, oh, you can't play at this place. So Pittsburgh has been very nice to be a busker in, because I've seized a lot of opportunity through busking. I've captured many gigs, and I'm saying captured just because it's like it's a jungle when you have so many people talking to you, and it's like most of the time you're playing and you don't want to stop, and it's like it's just a lot that goes into busking. That's like mental composure of like what you allow to happen in front of you.
Absolutely. And what are the kinds of gigs you're getting?
So it was really interesting. I always build myself as like a jazz guitarist, right? Because I was just like, yeah, I pretty much play everything, you know, and I truly do. So I would always say that first, like, yeah, I'm definitely a guitar player, but I can do everything. I also have sang at weddings. And yeah, so essentially, you know, I back in 2016, I had like a gig that was almost a residency at Muddy Waters with a guy who I can't remember his name right now. But yeah, I played there like three times in a row, like in the same spot.
Yeah,
three different months, and it's just for me being on the street. And this guy's like, "Hey, man, can you be somewhere at this time? Can you? I'll pay you. Can you?" And I was like,
"That never occurred to me." I'm always thinking it's all about the current dollars and not necessarily about the future. You're looking at it as a way to develop yourself as a musician, to continue your confidence, to continue your journey, and I mean, you're very present. It's clear to me as you play now, but you also are not looking ahead, but just considering the future, it sounds like. I mean, because you're still pretty grounded.
I appreciate you saying that. I try very hard to do that and not to be extremely manic and freak out, but it's very difficult. Yeah, but I am looking towards the future. I feel like that's a large general consensus after what we've all like experienced in life here, you know, and that's how I'm just gonna put things, you know. But I really feel like the next thing or the next range for live music here in Pittsburgh and in general, it's just gonna be very sincere after what we've, you know, dealt with, like with not playing music, you know. Before the pandemic, I did have a band, and due through like the crazy traumas in life, it's just like that did not work out, you know.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's like you always have to look towards the future. So
yeah, the one thing, and I want to get back to you playing more, is that I really love about what you're doing. A lot of times I'll ask folks, and usually high school or middle school kids, what's an MP3? And their answer is an MP3 is a song. And I said, no, an MP3 is, you know, a file format that compresses music. And, you know, that's like saying, you know, what's On the Road by Jack Kerouac? It's a doc. You know, it's a work of literature. And a song, you know, is a human being playing it, writing it, singing it. And my point is that you're demonstrating what music is to people directly when you're out Raleigh playing on the street.
Yeah.
And that's really important that people see that, because I think there are folks, especially these days, that, you know, music is something that comes out of Spotify, not out of human beings. So what you're doing really matters, at least to me.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that. That is one of the big upsides to busking. It's like the amount of energy you receive, just of like people acknowledging that something is right in front of them, and it's like literally vibrating, because sound is vibration, you know. So it's just like people are into it. I've had a lot of cool experiences where there's like a parent with their child, and it's like, you know, I remember the first time I saw a street performer type of thing. It's kind of like that happens often, and it's really cool. And when I go home after that and I have, like, you know, my $60 that I made in like 2 hours, which is great, honestly, to do that. Pittsburgh has been very kind in that way. So, but yeah, you feel really good when you have tips that you made paired with, hey, I have this memory of this little girl and her dad, like, jumping up because they're like, oh, that's that Maroon 5 song, it's very pleasant.
This is Louis Castle, who you're listening to. Louis Castle, I keep wanting to formalize
I want to say it's okay, you know. The whole point of that name, Louis Castle, is because my name's Luis Castillo, and that was hard for people to spell on the street. And my best friend was like, why don't you just go with Louis Castle? That's the translation. And I decided to give it E because my grandmother's like Louie, you know.
Yeah.
Always, that's like what I grew up with, and I turned into Louis Castle. But I like that it sounds like many things, because I was just thinking, you know, if I go to Latin America one day, it's like it'd be great to have them say Luis Castillo, because that's like the translation, you know. I would love it. It made me feel like I'm a boxer a little bit. My dad was actually a pro boxer. Well, I guess he still is, because he's still here. So he's you know, but yeah, that's funny, honestly.
Yeah, I should point out too that we should get back to another song. Lots of people, certainly, especially listening to this program, but plenty of people understand music as music, as opposed to as something coming out of Spotify. But I worry that as time goes on, we take the human out of music, and we need to, you know, the algorithms are already here. I don't want them creating the music that we listen to in the future.
It's a scary thing,
it
actually
is. I want to let you get back to playing. Yeah. What would you like to do next?
Okay, so, set list is on my iPad, but, you know, we're going off the set, because it's fine. It's a very intimate broadcast. I'm going to do a cover at this point, and this is a song that I busk with a lot.
It's you probably would not do well having me out on the street with you, interviewing you.
Mm-hmm.
They might put money in, like, your case to get me to be quiet so you could play some more.
You know, it's funny, like, there were many times where I've had, like, what I like to call agitators, but in a positive way. Like, I would get, like, a friend to come say, hey, like, every once in a while, can you walk by and, like, you know, act like you're, like, just stand there and act like you don't know me and you're freaking out, and then put money in the case and I'll give it back to you. And I've generated, like, small crowds through that. And, yeah, it's been great. So
that's the shell. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a song called Queen of California. I love busking with this one, because it's like it it's kind of loud, and that's a big aspect of busking. It's like you have to be loud. Really develop my voice through that. But this is a song that I like to play, so here you go.
Goodbye cold, goodbye rain, goodbye sorrow, goodbye shame. And now that's when my headphones are playing a song in the back of my soul that no one knows. I just found out a ghost left town, the queen of California is stepping down. So if you see her, say hello. Don't just tell me, told you so. Johnny wrote blue by the house in the sea. You gotta believe there's another color waiting on me. Set me free. I just found out a ghost left out. The queen of California is stepping down. If you see her, say hello. Just don't tell me I told you so. Johnny wrote blue by the house in the sea. You gotta believe there's another color waiting on me. Set me free. I just found out a ghost left town, and the queen of California is stepping down.
And that's my little rendition.
That first grade snare drum is showing off there with
right.
The rhythm.
Yeah.
You're a natural. It's like what you play. Are you self-taught?
I am self-taught, but I have to credit the YouTube guitar teachers who really dedicated themselves, and I appreciate Marty Schwartz, I'm going to say, the most. I think, that guy has most of like the weird stuff the weird guitar stuff, you know, the intermediate picking styles, that stuff.
Yeah,
I learned a lot from Marty Schwartz, but my whole method with guitar is I'd pick out players who I liked like a lot, and I would try to learn as much as I can and like add that to my own library. You know, I kind of look at music as like this large stretch of like a file cabinet that you can open up and pick out anything at any time, and it's like, oh yeah, you can use this. So right now I'm really into Billy Strings. There was a long time of like
you and a lot of other people.
Yeah,
he's something.
I feel like he has like a very strong presence, and it's like dedication is what you see. He's a player, you know, like he really plays guitar, and he's also a great songwriter and singer, so he has the trifecta. But at the same time though, I really love pop music. I always see myself like taking like the subgenres I love and putting them in the pop music and, you know, trying to play guitar with it. So, you know.
What kind of music was played in your house growing up?
Oh, so yeah. There was a lot of influence there. My mom loved like, you know, the 90s R&B, because that's what she did professionally. She toured with High Five, which is like this R&B group from the 90s that had, I think, several different hits. To the point where my mom like played in Japan with them and the band, and Disney World, a bunch of craziness. but it, you know, just the super soul music. Then you have my dad, and he has like salsa music and Phil Collins, and Phil Collins really stuck with me because of Tarzan, and I was always like, yeah, my dad likes Phil Collins too, but not this Tarzan album. He likes this other stuff that I really didn't get yet. But now I'm like, I appreciate also the Bee Gees from my dad, like huge influence. And yeah, my first concert was Kiss.
Wow.
Yeah. When I tell people that, and it's still been the loudest concert I've ever been to.
You would have seen them.
Mellon Arena, actually.
You would have seen an older version of Kiss that I, God, they've been around for a long time.
Yeah, I actually like listen to Kiss. I work at a coffee shop, and I play Kiss, and I always get a lot of street, I'm going to call it street cred, when people come in and they're like, wait, are you listening to Kiss? And I was like, yeah, it was my first concert, you know. But right now, I definitely want to say like I've been really inspired by the Grateful Dead and like their live presence that brought me into like improvisation, which mm-hmm. is something you probably saw in like the last song, because it's kind of cool. You kind of just move with how you're feeling. But Kiss into the Grateful Dead with the sound setup has been a really great experience, because you know, even though I haven't seen the Grateful Dead like live in that form, I've seen like Dead and Company, but you know, seeing Kiss as a first show where they're loud and they have like these huge towers of speakers in Mellon Arena, and they're like, you know, they're flying around. It was very inspiring.
Yeah, and you're really feeling the music. I still remember the first time I actually felt sound, amplified sound, and it's like, oh, this is what people are going for when they play their radios, like, because I was never that into loud, but man, it can move.
I would say after that show, I remember like one of my mentors was like, yeah, he's like, you're not really gonna start like, you know, being a guitar player until you start making faces. And I swear after that Kiss concert, I like started turning up my amp like a lot more. And that's when the faces came out, because you could feel the music because it's loud enough. You know, so I definitely support live music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is Louis Castle. I'm guessing we have time for two. I'm looking at a clock that you can't see. I'm guessing we have maybe time for two more.
Okay.
Two's probably about right. It's really fun to listen to you.
Yeah, thank you. So this one is called Jazz. This is it's a really cool song for me, because it has like a minor major change that I think was awesome. It's one of like my songs that I've definitely written for like a few people close to me. Like my mom, this is definitely like a song where it's like, hey, like this is your influence on me. Check it out. Like, so yeah, hope you like it. It's a cold one, and I'm feeling like grab a jacket for this nightlight. There's a pretty girl walking down the street. She turns away, but I know she smiled at me. Now she's my baby. Don't you know it's so sweet, pretty lady? Can we get married? Have some babies. Name Destiny. And the baby Mercedes. Oh, don't you know my love is true? Never gonna leave you, babe. Cause you know my love. And all we needed was some time alone. So you called and told me to come over. Put it on you. Now you're still my sweet love.
don't you know it's so sweet to have one love that you like?
All right, thank you.
Louis Castle. Now I'm hearing a little inner Stevie in you, as long as we're mentioning other artists.
So, funny story, my mom met Stevie one day, like touched his hand.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what, may I ask your mother's professional name?
Antoinette Castillo, yeah.
That's familiar
to me. She actually does a lot of, she plays all over the place. I think her band performed like at a huge commute, like a Fayette County thing or something like that. She plays in a band. They play all different genres of music.
What's the band she plays in?
She plays in a band called Full Tilt. She's played in several others my entire life. She's just,
I know Full Tilt, which might be why I know her name. Ron in Edgewood mentioned a fiddler, a book called The Fiddler in the Subway, which is a book about the story of Joshua Bell, who is a world-class classical and pop violinist. And he just mentions that the fiddler in the subway talks about his busking and his lifetime as a busker. Leo Pellegrino just popped into my head. I don't know if you know Leo. Lucky Chops, Too Many Zoos.
Too Many Zoos. That's familiar.
He's in New York City. He's been busking in the subway for a long time, and that ended up leading to a pretty remarkable career for him. So it's neat. So where can people see you soon? Now that it's getting warmer, like, will you be out? I don't want to put you on the spot.
Oh, no,
but
no, it's fine.
Do you think you'll be out tomorrow? It looks like a nice day.
Busking. Yes.
Oh, although it's Sunday. I guess, how can people maximize their likelihood of seeing you?
So I'm going to be honest. It is probably just best to go by the weather, you know? And I'm hoping to transition from busking into, you know, something else from that. Even though, like, it's been a great tool, I feel like I want to progress enough musically to where it's like you see that less, because I'm very active. But I am planning a release show, like, immediately. I already have, like, the place booked, because I live in an artist community right now called the O-Ringer, and we have a gallery space where I'm planning a album release concert in this space. So that should be sometime very soon.
And the space is called?
It's called the O-Ringer Arts Gallery.
I know that building, and it's O-E-H-R, right? I-N-G-E-R. What community?
It's North Braddock.
Yeah. Okay. So if you keep your antenna up for that.
I would say Instagram is probably, like, I have Instagram and Facebook for, like, my tickers on what's going on. I will say, starting this summer, I do have, like, a thing planned with a new community called Three Crossings in the Strip District. And I'm supposed to be, like, doing the live, I think I'm the first musician to do live music there for, like, a summer rotation of live music.
I just want to be sure people can find you, because I'd like them to be able to see you as well as hear you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, honestly, things will be announced more once my work is complete and released, because it's honestly hard to, like, have, you know, the bookings come where I'm still mixing and recording music,
chicken,
and also promoting the music.
Chicken and egg, and you're a one-man show. Well, keep us posted.
Oh, I will. I will.
So that we can let people know, Louis, and I want to be sure we're a good advocate for you. What do you want to finish up with?
So I'm going to go with a song called Emo Summer.
And before you play it, is there anything I didn't give you space to say that you'd like to say?
I don't think so. I think, yeah. The one thing I will say is it's been a pleasure to do this today. And, Yeah, I really hope to come back in the future if that's possible.
Of course.
With, you know, other music.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. And thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you. You were starting to talk about the song, but you're used to controlling the whole show. So
yeah, right?
I wanted to be sure you had your shot here.
No, honestly, yeah, it's relaxing to just being told, hey, it's your turn to play. And then, you know, have a conversation, you know.
Well, I want people to understand who you are, not just what you play.
I appreciate that. Yeah, this song's called Emo Summer. I'm just going to do a little thing here.
Whole tuning, we like that. We encourage tuning.
So this song, actually, I wrote this song in 2015. Actually, outside of the library in Squirrel Hill. So this song was kind of made for busking. It's a little bit louder than strumming. But yeah, I hope you like it. This is the one song that everyone asks me to play all the time who likes my music, so...
from falling into a trap, you call it love. Hey, you got me so high, I've been craving you more lately. If I call in the morning, I'll come in the evening, babe. If I call in the from falling into a trap, you call it love, babe. You got me so high, I've been craving you more lately. If I call in the morning, you know, if I call in the morning, I'll come in the evening, babe.
Emo Summer.
Beautiful. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you
for being here today.